Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivargacharya. Ashrotra Shadashri Shimathis Divine Grace Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Granthraj Shimat Bhagavatam Ki Chai Ananta Kodi Vaishnavarinda Ki Chai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we are reading from 9th canto, 24th chapter, text number 65.
Yashyananam makarakuntala charu karna. Brajat kapola shubhagam shavilashahasham. Nityotsavam natatpur dishibipipantyo. Naryo narasya mudita kupita nimescha. Yashyananam makara kundala charu karna. Brajat kapola shubhakam shavilashahasham. Nityotsavam natatpur dishibipipantyo. Naryo narasya mudita kupita nimescha. Yashyananam makara kundala charu karna. Brajat kapola shubhagam shavilashahasham. Nityotsavam natatpur dirshibipipantyo. नार्यो नरस्य मुदिता कुपिता निमेश्च
यश्य ऊस आननम फेस मकर कुंटल चारु कर्ण डेकोरेटेड बाय इयर रिंग्स रिसेंबलिंग शार्क्स एंड बाय ब्यूटिफुल इयर्स ब्रजत ब्रिलियंटली डेकोरेटेड कपोल फोरहेड सुबगम declaring all opulences, Sa Vilasha Asam, with smiles of enjoyment, Nitya Utsavam, whenever one sees him, one feels festive. Na Tatrupu, they could not be satisfied, Drishibihi, by seeing the form of the Lord, Pipantya, as if drinking through the eyes. Naryaha, all the women of Vrindavan. Naraha, all the male devotees. Cha, also. Mudita, fully satisfied. Kupita, angry. Nime, the moment they are disturbed by the blinking of the eyes. Cha, also. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's face is decorated with ornaments such as earrings resembling sharks. His ears are beautiful, his cheeks brilliant, and is smiling attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Lord Krishna sees a festival. His face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see. But the devotees are angry at the Creator for the disturbance caused by the momentary blinking of their eyes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, as stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.3, Manushyanam sagasyeshu kaschich yatati shittaye yatatam api shittantam kashin mam veti tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Unless one is qualified to understand Krishna, one cannot appreciate the presence of Krishna on earth. Among the Bhojas, Vrishnis, Antakas, Pandavas, and many other kings intimately related with Krishna, the intimate relationship between Krishna and the inhabitants of Vrindavan is especially to be noted. That relationship is described in this verse by the words Nityotsavam na Tatrupur Drishibi Pipantya. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially such as the covered boys, the cows, the calves, the gopis, and the Krishna's father and mother, were never fully satisfied, although they saw Krishna's beautiful features constantly. Seeing Krishna is described here as Nitya Utsava, a daily festival. The inhabitants of Vrindavan saw Krishna almost every moment. But when Krishna left the village for the pasturing grounds, where he tended the cows and calves, the gopis were very much afflicted because they saw Krishna walking on the sand and thought that Krishna's lotus feet, which they dared not to place on their breast because they thought their breasts are not soft enough, were being pierced by broken chips of stone. By even thinking of this, the gopis were affected and they cried at home. These gopis, who were therefore the exalted friends of Krishna, saw Krishna constantly. But because their eyelids disturbed their vision of Krishna, the gopis condemned the Creator, Lord Brahma. Therefore, the beauty of Krishna, especially the beauty of his face, is described here. At the end of the 9th canto, in the 24th chapter, we find a hint of Krishna's beauty. Now we are proceeding to the 10th canto, which is considered Krishna's head. The entire Srimad Bhagavat Purana is the embodiment of Krishna's form, and the 10th canto is his face. This verse gives a hint of how beautiful his face is. Krishna's smiling face with his cheeks, his lips, his ornaments in his ears, his chewing of betel nuts, all this was minutely observed by the gopis, who thus enjoyed transcendental bliss so much so that they were never fully satisfied to see Krishna's face, but instead condemned the Creator of the body for making eyelids that obstructed their vision. The beauty of Krishna's face was therefore much more appreciated by the gopis than his friends, the cowherd boys, or even by Mother Yasoda, who was also interested in decorating the face of Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Tatati Shvapatantikam. Ye Krishna Karuna Shindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanushute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye
वांचा कल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिंधुप्येव च पतितानां पावनेप्यो वैष्णवेप्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं।
Seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here, so that we can speak something for our purification and also for our own personal application. Such a beautiful verse. We can keep on talking about this for a very long time. In the interest of time, we will just discuss about three major points. First one is how Lord Krishna's beauty is really limitless and how it is beyond any comparison. So here we can see how the beauty of Lord Krishna is described. Whenever we this particular verse is in the same tune as Brahma Samhita, so we also see in Brahma Samhita so many different verses glorifying the beauty of the Lord, each and every bodily feature of the Lord. So the scriptures are filled with so many verses wherein we can learn about the beauty of the Lord. So here we can see that how the Lord's face is decorated with so many different ornaments, such as earrings resembling sharks. Typically, when somebody wants to look nice, they put on ornaments so that they look nice. But with Lord Krishna, when the Lord puts on some of these ornaments, it is not that he is being beautified. Rather, the ornaments, they become beautified because they are coming in contact with the lotus body of the Lord. But typically for us, we need to put on so many different things so that we look nice. And many times, even after putting all these ornaments, we don't look nice. That is something, a different kind of a discussion. But with the Lord, because he is all attractive, is all beautiful, he doesn't need anything external to make him more beautiful. But rather, anything which is coming in contact with him, they become beautiful. So that is the nature of the Lord's beauty. Initially, I was going to discuss some verses from Brahma Samhita talking about the beauty of the Lord, but we don't have so much time, so we will not do that. So that is the first point. The most important point for us as sadhakas is to understand how we can see the real beauty of the Lord. So we can keep on talking about the beauty of the Lord. So that is important. But for us, we need to understand what we need to do to actually see the real beauty of the Lord. Every day we come in front of Kishore Kishori and we take darshan of Kishore Kishori. At least I never thought, I never condemned Lord Brahma that my eyelids are closing, so I'm not able to take darshan of Kishore Kishori. How can we go to that particular level? So there are different sub points below this, how to see the real beauty of the Lord. First, let us see how we will not be able to see the real beauty. So in Nectar of Devotion and other scriptures, it is very clearly mentioned how by one's own like performance of, even if somebody is going to be performing their duties, like, you know, Varnashrama duties perfectly, or one might be undergoing lot of austerities, or one might be going through, like, you know, like Ashtanga Yoga or Jnana Yoga or Karma Yoga, like, you know, none of them are going to be sufficient for someone to actually understand and appreciate the, like, you know, true glories of the Lord. So only thing which we need is the love. So as we read from, like, Brahma Samhita, like, you know, Lord Brahma, he explains, who can see the beauty of the Lord? So, like, you know, like, what is the qualification one needs to have to see the beauty of the Lord? Anybody remembers the verse? So, wonderful. So, it is Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. So, one's eyes has to be, like, you know, like we apply ointment, like that we need to apply the ointment of love. So, only like when we have love for Krishna, then we will be able to see him. Really. Like, you know, like actually, like we can see this in scriptures during, like, you know, right before the Mahabharata war, Lord Krishna, he went into the, like, assembly of Duryodhana to, like, you know, make peace. That, like, you know, initially the claim was that at least, like, you know, give back the kingdom. When that was refused, it was like, you know, then the next thing which was put forward was at least give half of the kingdom. Then when they refused that, then Lord Krishna went to the assembly and then he said, at least give 5 villages for the Pandavas, because Kshatriyas, by nature, they are supposed to rule. So that is their nature, that is their duty. So even if they have, like, you know, like 5 little villages, they can perform their duties. So Lord Krishna went into the assembly and then he said, like, you know, at least give 5 villages. And Duryodhana said, no, like, I'm not even going to give a land where you will be able to stick the head of the pin to. Like, you know, he doesn't even want to, like, give, like, you know, maybe 1 millimeter square of land or something like that. So that was his, like, mood. So at that time, Duryodhana, he becomes so angry, he asked all his soldiers to capture Krishna and, like, you know, arrest him. So at that time, Lord Krishna, he showed his, like, you know, like, form. Except, like in a couple of people, nobody was able to actually see that particular form. So anyways, the Lord was in present in his, like, personal form. So though people were seeing those personal form, but still they were not able to appreciate the real identity of the Lord. Then he was showing his, like, you know, like, universal, like, you know, like, form. Even then, most of the people, they were not able to see anything. They were, like, you know, so blinded because of all the effulgence, like, you know, coming from the body of the Lord. They were not able to see anything. The reason why we are discussing is that the Lord might be right in front of us. We might be going and taking darshan of the Lord, but we might not, if we don't have that love for the Lord, we will not be able to actually see the Lord. We might be just seeing the external features of the Lord, but we might not be really able to see him. So that is, like, you know, like, one thing which is very, like, you know, like, important for us as sadhakas to understand. We need to have that love. But how to cultivate that love? By, like, following the instructions of the spiritual master. By following the instructions of the spiritual master. Like, you know, right now we are looking at the Lord with our material eyes. That's why, like, you know, like, we say, Om Ajnana Timurantasya. Like, you know, like, we have, like, all our, with our material vision, we are trying to see everything.
ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అట్ ఆల్ పాసిబుల్ టు సీ ఎనీథింగ్ స్పిరిచువల్ విత్ అవర్ మెటీరియల్ విజన్. ఎనీవేస్ ఈవెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఫార్ అస్ టు సీ మెటీరియల్ థింగ్స్ విత్ ద మెటీరియల్ విజన్. సో మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ కండిషన్స్ హ్యాస్ టు బి మెట్ బిఫోర్ వీ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ బీ ఏబుల్ టు సీ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ లైక్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ ఇన్ నేచర్. లెట్ సే లైక్ లైక్ వీ టర్న్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద లైట్స్ అండ్ క్లోజ్ ఆల్ ద లైక్ ఇన్ లైక్ విండో, నో లైట్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ ఇన్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ దో లైక్ ఐఎమ్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ లైక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఆర్ హియర్, యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు లైక్ ఇన్ లైక్ సీ మీ, ఎస్పెషలీ లైక్ ఇన్ మై కలర్ ఇస్ రియలీ డార్క్, ఐ విల్ బ్లెండ్ ఇన్ విత్ ద డార్క్నెస్, సో యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ. సో ఈవెన్ సంథింగ్ మెటీరియల్, సో ఫార్ అస్ టు బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ so many different conditions had to be met. So we can see only like at a particular wavelength range and things like that, and then we need to have light, we need to be having like, you know, like good vision or that and this and what not, then what to speak of something spiritual, supremely like Lord Krishna, the supreme like absolute truth. We will not be able to see it with our material eyes. So that's why when we take the instructions, when we follow the instructions of the spiritual master with the torchlight of knowledge, the spiritual master is going to remove like all the ignorance which is covering our eyes. So even that material eye can be spiritualized so that we can take darshan of the Lord, like, you know, very nicely. When we go on, like, you know, stand in front of Kishore Kishori, we can experience the same thing which the devotees are expressing here, like, you know, the gopis. They are expressing, what is this? Lord Brahma is, we thought Lord Brahma is a wonderful creature. He is so thoughtful, but looks like he doesn't even know what he is doing. If he has like any like intelligence, he has to not like, you know, give two eyes. He has to put eyes throughout the body so that like, you know, like we can take darshan of the Lord from like all the direction in different angle. So we can even forgive that. Like, you know, he just put two eyes. That's also okay. Like, you know, we want like, you know, thousands of eyes throughout the body so that we can take darshan of the Lord. But we can still forgive him. He just gave two eyes. But he is not even intelligent. With two eyes, he put the eyelids. Because momentarily, like, you know, like the eyelids, they close. When you close the eyelids and then like open. So with that fraction of moment, the devotees are not able to see the Lord. And they are so angry. They are so frustrated. What is this? It is like, you know, it is not at all bearable. So the creator, though, the creator is supposed to be very intelligent, but after all, he is not that intelligent because his creation is, it has a lot of defects, which is not at all excusable. Like that, you know, like when we read in like other like places, there is like, you know, more things which are described about the moods of the devotees in Vrindavan, how they feel. So here, like, you know, like only like one sentence is there, that devotees are angry at the at Lord Brahma, the creator, for putting like eyelids on the eyes. So when we have the vision, like, you know, tinged with, anointed with love, we will also be feeling the same. Like, you know, we will get into the same mood. Like, you know, like, why devotees have to, like, you know, close the curtain to dress them and or whatever it is. Like, you know, I want to, like, you know, take darshan of the deities, like, continuously. But one main thing which we do need to keep in mind is that we will not be able to understand the beauty of the Lord unless we understand the nature of his personality. So in the same like Brahma Samhita where we talked about like, you know, the Premanjana Bhakti, like, you know, so that particular verse, so like what is the first verse? It is ஈஸ்வர பரம கிருஷ்ண சச்சிதானந்த விக்கிரக அனாதிராதிர் கோவிந்த சர்வ காரண காரணம். So we need to, that's why like, you know, we have that like first of all we need to understand about Krishna. So when we talk about his like form, it is not that like, you know, the form is not anything material. So we are talking about a personality who is the origin of everything. He doesn't have any origin, but he is the origin of everything. So when we understand, and then his body, it is not, though like, you know, he has hands and he has legs and he has like, you know, all the bodily features, but his bodily features are not like, you know, the same as the bodily features we have. His bodily features are Sachidananda. They are like, you know, like fully, like they are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So if we have to eat, we are going to be only eating with through our like mouth. But he can eat through his eyes. Any function of any like, you know, the bodily organs, a function of any bodily organs can be fulfilled by any other organ of the Lord. He can eat through his eyes and he can eat through his ears. So he doesn't need to like, you know, take the food with the hand and put it in mouth. Of course he also does that. Like, you know, when we offer like, you know, like bhoga to the Lord, he just like, you know, accepts it, because he knows in Kali Yuga, if we are going to be like offering like bhoga to him, if he is going to physically eat everything, then we might not feed him next meal. But my dear Lord, you are eating everything, give leave something to me. We might like, you know, like offer only a little bit to him. So he is like intelligently eating through, like, you know, anyways, I'm just making a joke. This is just like, you know, eating through his eyes. Though we don't see any decrease in the amount of bhoga, but he already like, you know, consumed that. So each of his body, like, you know, bodily organs, they can do so many different things. So when we understand that, we can really like appreciate his transcendental like, you know, beauty. Otherwise the issue is that we will try to compare his beauty with whatever we understand. We have like, you know, like our own limited understanding of like, you know, like what is like beauty. So actually like, you know, like once Srila Prabhupada was going on a morning walk in a, like on a beach, and devotees were looking at the time there was a like very nice rainbow, and devotees were looking at that rainbow and appreciating the beauty of the rainbow. Wow, like, you know, like what a wonderful creation. Then Srila Prabhupada said, you are appreciating the artist who drew the rainbow. So if the art itself is so beautiful, then what to think of the artist who actually drew the rainbow? Not only the rainbow, like, you know, like when you look at each and every creation, like, you know, when we like, just like for example, like, you know, flowers, when you go and look at like, you know, different flowers, each and every one of them are so intricate, so beautiful, like, you know, like so many different colors, so many different patterns. They are like so beautiful. And even when we look at like, you know, butterflies and other kind of like creatures like peacocks, each and every one of them, like, you know, we see that artistic beauty. So Prabhupada was saying like, you know, in material world we can see so many different things which are so beautiful. Those are nothing but just like, you know, like one small speck of the splendor of the Lord. And he is like, you know, if these, all these things are so attractive and so beautiful, then what to think of the beauty of the Supreme Lord? So when we understand about the nature of the beauty of the Lord, then we will be able to like, you know, go deeper into like, you know, like, is like beauty. Otherwise, often it is, we might be like, you know, stuck with the external, like beauty. The final point is, what is the effect of somebody who can see the real beauty of the Lord? When somebody sees the real beauty of the Lord, they will not be like attracted by, like, you know, any like material things. They will not be like attracted by anything like material. Like, you know, Srila Rupa Goswami, he, I don't know like whether it is in Padiyavalli or some scripture. So in one verse, he says that, like, you know, like, my dear devotees, or like, you know, like, anyone who has, if you are like, you know, interested in anything material, if you have any inclination, any attraction to anything material, I advise you not to go and take darshan of Lord Shyama Sundar, like, you know, who is standing on the banks of Keshi Ghat. Don't ever think of taking his darshan, because what is going to happen? As long as you are going to take his darshan, all your material things are finished. Your material attraction is going to be taken away. So if you have any material attraction, I advise you not to go and take darshan of the Lord. Anyways, what he means is, like, you know, we need to take darshan of the Lord to get rid of our material attraction. But that is how powerful, like, you know, taking darshan of the Lord is. Of course, when we say, like, you know, darshan of the Lord, it is not that at 7 o'clock during darshan arati, like, you know, we go in front of the Lord and taking darshan. So right now we are taking darshan of the Lord through the sound vibration. We are associating with Srimad Bhagavatam, who is non different than Lord Krishna. And when we are chanting, we are associating with the Lord. And when we are associating with the devotees, then also we are associating with the Lord. Why? Because the Lord says in Padma Purana to, like, you know, Narada Muni, that where he is, like, you know, in the assembly of the devotees. He says, what is it? Naham tishtami vaikunte yogi nam hridayeshava yatra gayanti madbhakto tatra tishtami narata. He says, like, you know, my dear Narada, I am not residing in Vaikuntha. I am not even residing in the art of a yogi who is constantly meditating on, like, you know, like me. But where do I present myself? Where I like to be there? Wherever my devotees are singing my glories. So when we are, like, you know, talking about the Lord, of course, like, you know, Kishore Kishori is there right in front of us. But after, like, you know, we go from here and wherever we are going, like, you know, in the office or at home, wherever we are going to be discussing about the glories of the Lord, he is personally present. So the nature of that particular association is that we will get rid of all our material attachment. So when we get rid of all the material attachment, what is going to happen? Then we are not going to be coming back to this material world, unless the Lord wants us to, or unless we want to render some service to the Lord, to take, like, you know, to preach the message. So then, like, you know, like, we can be there. Otherwise, like, you know, like, once we go back, we are not going to be like coming back, like, again. Then we will be able to get to the same level, like, you know, same understanding or appreciation as the gopis, that, like, you know, like, why there are like eyelids. I don't want any eyelids. I want so many eyes. I want to always see the beautiful form of the Lord. I always want to hear, like, you know, the, like, you know, devotees discussing about the glories of the Lord. And I don't want to just have like one mouth. I want to have thousands of like mouths. like Lord Ananta, so that I can chant like, you know, like a lot of rounds. Maybe like, you know, like some of us might like, you know, want, even at like, you know, at our materially contaminated state, we might want to have so many mouths so that we can finish our rounds quickly. Like, oh, if I am going to have maybe like 1,700 and something, whatever is the number, like, you know, 16 times 108, if we have those many mouths, then what, like, you know, within like less than a minute, we can finish all our rounds. Typically in Kali Yuga, like, our mentality is so crooked, we might be thinking, oh, maybe that would be nice if we have so many mouths. But the devotees who are really feeling that, they want to chant like 24 hours a day with so many mouths. And they want to always see the Lord with so many eyes and so on and so forth. So this is anyways a very deep and very broad like topic. So we did not do any like, you know, justice to the topic. In the interest of time, I will stop here. We can like, you know, keep on talking about so many different like aspects of this particular verse. So we will stop here and see whether there are any questions or comments, suggestions, corrections, chastisements.
Thank you. I was just remembering this verse from Gopi Geet 10:31-15. And the verse is Atati Yad Bhavan Ahanikanakan Truti Yugayate Twam Apashatan Kutila Kundalam Shri Mukham Chate Jar Udikshitam Pakshmakridrisham. When you go off to the forest during the day, a tiny fraction of a second becomes like a millennium for us, because we cannot see you. And even when we can eagerly look upon your beautiful face, so lovely with its adornment of curly locks, our pleasure is hindered by our eyelids, which are fashioned by a foolish creator. And the verse which you're talking about, that maybe it is a verse from Padyavali, but I found that verse in a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And the verse goes like this: Shreyam Bhangi Toya Parijitam Sachi Vistrina Trishtim Vamsi Nashtyadnana Kishalayam Ujjvala Chandrakena Govindakyam Haritanum Ikakeshi Tirthapaka Ante Maprekistas Tavayadi Sakepandu Ashti Sangarange. Shreyam Bhangi means smiling face. Toya Parichitam Sachi Toya Parichitam means his body is bending in the three forms. Sachi Vistina Distrim. And Vamsi Nastyadara, he is putting this flute on his lips. Vamsi Nastyadara Ujanam. And then this lips are looking like a newly blossomed twigs. And if you want, oh my friends, if you have any relation with the worldly people, then please don't go to the Keshi Tirtha where he is playing his flute. I'm warning you.
Thank you, Prabhu. That's so beautiful. Yeah, actually, like in different like pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, we see how the gopis, they don't want like, you know, Lord Krishna to like leave. Like, you know, for example, like Mother Yasoda, after she decorates Lord Krishna and then she feeds him and he takes something and he likes to play with his friends. So he wants to leave, and Mother Yasoda is like, no, eat some more. So let me adjust this and let me do some other like, you know, decoration. So she will come, find one way or one reason or another to keep him like, you know, close to her, like, you know, like as long as possible. Then all his friends has to come. Come on, Mother Yasoda, like, you know, leave him. We have to go and like, you know, take the cows and calves. So they have to do that. And then it is also mentioned that how all the residents of Vrindavan, they eagerly wait for Lord Krishna to return, like, you know, like back. So when it is time, everybody like, you know, stands at their doorsteps and keep on looking at distance. As soon as they see the cloud of dust, then their hearts are filled with so much joy. Their hearts are filled with so much joy because, you know, they know that, you know, now there is cloud of dust. That means, like, you know, Lord Krishna and all the like gopas and cows and calves, they are like returning back. Now we can take, like, you know, like his darshan. So they just like, you know, keep on standing and looking at the cloud, and as everything comes closer, they can take darshan of the Lord. Their eagerness is like that, so there are so many different pastimes of how anybody who is coming in association with Lord Krishna, they don't want him to leave that particular association. They want to maximize. So that should be our mood. When we are having the association of the devotees, or when we are taking darshan of the deities, or chanting the holy names, or reading the scriptures, we should have that mood of how can I maximize? How can I keep, maybe at a particular moment, we might have the inclination to associate with the Lord, very strongly, but after some time that might, fade away. So when we are, so eager to maintain that and in a prayerful mood, if we are going to be appealing to the Lord, so, it is my desire to always have your association. But I'm not able to do that. Please be merciful upon me, bless me, so that I always value the association which I am getting, so that I can truly get the nectar for the association, whatever form of association it might be, through the form of the Lord or through the form in terms of the scriptures or devotees or the holy names. So just a side note too. Yes, Mataji.
Thanks for the class. Like you said, that we are always longing for Krishna's association, but how easy would it be for Gandhari, whose sons were killed and then she apparently cursed Krishna, so how easy would it be for her to develop the same mood if in our personal lives we see that there is some loss which we ascertain to Krishna, then
So you are asking how easy it is to develop this mood?
It is nice for people who have gotten all good things from Krishna to praise him and glorify him and ask for his association, but for people like Duryodhan or Gandhari, Gandhari lost all her sons and then she apparently cursed Krishna. So how easy would it be for her to accept? It's all nice when things are nice and we get all good things from Krishna, but how easy would it be for Gandhari to then accept Krishna as the savior and ask for his association when the hurt is always there in the heart that she was wronged?
Okay, thank you, Mataji. Anyways, instead of talking about Gandhari, we can talk about us. The important thing is that we need to understand that anything the Lord does is for our own good. We might not fully understand that, but that is true. He is the supremely loving Father. There is nobody in the entire creation who can be more loving than the Lord. So he is so loving. So as a loving Father, he will only give something which is going to be useful for us, or which we really need. So many times what happens is we might think that I need something else. For example, if Anand Prabhu's children, if they are asking him feed me some lot of candies, most probably he will say no. Because as a loving father, it is not that he is saying that you should not eat candy. He might give some little bit of candy offered to the deities, but he is not going, children are going to ask him that, give me candy for my breakfast and lunch and dinner. For children, that is the greatest meal they can have, right? So like, you know, you can eat all unlimited kind of candies throughout the day. They'll be so happy. But as a loving father, if he is going to say that, yes, you can eat all the candy you want, that means his love is not true love. If he is a loving father, then he will say, no, you are not going to do that. Because it is going to affect your health, you are going to lose your teeth and so on and so forth. So I am going to give you like little bit of candy, you eat that. So he might like ration. So we need to understand the nature of the Lord, that he is all merciful and all loving. And he is going to be giving only things which is really needed for us. In the lives of Gandhari, if like, you know, because she lost her like children and so on and so forth, she might think, oh, like, you know, what is this? Everything is like, you know, like bad. The Lord is not like, you know, merciful. He took away like, you know, like all my children. Like, what is the need? Or like, you know, like he is not like, you know, loving. So I'm not going to be loving him. Like that, one might have that kind of a mentality. But a person who has true love, like what it means is that even when somebody is not getting whatever they want, the love for that person is not changing. So like I can, like for example, like I can say, I might not have any meal to eat. Like, you know, actually my wife is in India, so I'm surviving on Krishna lunch. But the thing is that, you know, like I might say that, okay, I don't have anything, I'm going to fast. Is that really fasting? No. When you have all the meal in front of you, if you are saying that I am not eating, that is fasting. A person who doesn't have any meal, like, you know, he cannot say, oh, like, you know, I am fasting for you, Krishna. And as soon as somebody shows some prasadam, like, you know, just jumping and taking it and eating, that is not real fasting. So real love is, even when things don't work in our favor, our love for Krishna doesn't change. We can see it in, like, you know, gopis. We see it in, like, you know, the residents of, like, Vrindavan. So the Lord, he did not stay in Vrindavan for a very long time. Though, like, spiritually speaking, the Lord never leaves Vrindavan. Because he is in the heart of all the, like, devotees. He never leaves Vrindavan. But he also left Vrindavan, like, you know, he was in, like, other places. The gopis, they had association with the Lord for a very, very short period of time. And for a very long time, they did not have any association. If somebody who thinks that it is more like a business transaction, my dear Lord, I took care of you, like, you know, when you were small, now you need to take care of us, then that is a business. It is not love. Though they did not, what they went through is calamities after calamities and, like, you know, not having a direct association with the Lord. They were, like, you know, heartbroken. But still, all these things, they only increased their desire to see the Lord. They did not say, like, what is this? It is useless. I spent all my time, like, worshipping the Lord. Now he is not even coming in front of me. They did not, like, you know, think like that. But anyways, often they chastise him. But that is, like, you know, for specific kind of like pastimes. But their love for Krishna, it never decreased. It was like always increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing. So when somebody develops true love, the true love does not change with respect to the external conditions. If our love changes with respect to external conditions, that is not love. That is called business. If I am going to, like, you know, be nice to my children, only if they are going to be behaving in a particular way or whatever it is, if I am going to be putting forward my own conditions, that is not love. Like, you know, like we want a business deal. You do this, if you do that, I will do this. That is not love. So we need to, irrespective of whatever the children are doing, or anyway, I am just, because Anand Prabhu is right in front of me, so I am just keep on bringing the topic of children. Like, you know, irrespective of whatever the children might be doing, a person who has true love for the children, they will love them for who they are. Some children might be like really unintelligent. Some children might be like, you know, like having so many defects. But for their parents, they are the best children because they have the love. The love of the parents in the material world, especially the love of the mother, is the closest we can get to in terms of real love in the like in the material world. Close to. It is still not like, you know, real love, but it is close to the real love. So because only real love can be towards the Lord. I don't know whether I really like answered your question, but it is a, yeah, thank you, Mataji. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, you mentioned regarding the beauty of the Krishna. Now, how, as a sadhaka, we have this contaminated senses. So how we see the Lord and how we accept that, the forms and then pastimes and all that. That's the first question. And the second question is that in the scripture, there's a two different type of swarups are mentioned, nirguna and saguna. So can you describe the sagun swarup and nirgun swarup of the Lord? Then the same thing for the Purusha, and then same thing for the living entity. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we need to be here for a couple of hours to discuss all those. Maybe let me try to add some thoughts in a concise manner. The scriptures, they are so vast in nature because they try to appeal to different people. So if you look at before Lord Buddha came, people were doing animal sacrifices and so on and so forth. Then Lord Buddha came, he said, just reject all the Vedas. Like that, the Lord, he comes in different forms to highlight a particular truth. So because of that, what we see in the Vedic scriptures is that different kind of emphasis is given at different parts of the scriptures. For those who are so adamant that the Lord should not have any qualities. It is one thing to say that when somebody is saying that the Lord has a form like us, or rather we have form like that of the Lord. That's what even Bible and other scriptures they teach us, right? That we are created in the image of God. So we have the form which is similar to the Lord. And because when we see the defects in our own form, for those who are not that intelligent, we try to compare our form to that of the form of the Lord. Then we are wait a minute, that doesn't sound correct. Because my form has so many defects, and the Lord is supposed to be defectless. Because if I have a form, then there are defects. So that means I am going to make the Lord formless. Because our for those who are thinking that the Lord is formless, they are imposing that the same kind of defects are going to be there in the Lord when he is going to be having on his own form. But his form is Satchidananda Vikraha. It is not like our own form. It is not a material form. So he doesn't have any defects. But when people don't fully understand that okay, his form is very different than our form. His form is fully spiritual. He doesn't have any defect. Then we can understand. Okay, he has forms. But his forms are his form is very different than our own form. So that's why in scriptures, for those who doesn't fully understand that his form is different than our form, the scriptures say that he runs. He runs faster than anybody. But he doesn't move. Like that, the scriptures tells like you know so many different things which are contradictory in nature. Both of them are true. Who can run faster than Krishna? So like you know, like if let's say like you know myself and like Anand Prabhu are going to be like you know racing, let's say like we are going until the exit, whoever is going to be reaching that exit, they are going to be the one who are going to win the race. With the Lord, He is everywhere. He is already there at the exit. So even if you are going to be like you know starting to, if somebody is going to be running with Him, because He is already there, He already won. He doesn't even need to start the race. Like you know, nobody can run faster than Him. At the same time, He is just there because He is everywhere. So like that the Vedas and all the Vedic scriptures, they talk about things which are often like mind-boggling to indicate that after lot of purification, those who are not that intelligent, they can come to their senses. The scriptures are saying like, you know, He is running. So that means He might have a form. Like, you know, His form is not that of our form, but He has a form. So that's why, like, you know, like there are so many different, like, you know, as you rightly said, like, you know, different qualities are like mentioned. Like, you know, some people want to look at the qualities as a person, others, they try to remove all the qualities from the Lord because they don't really like understand to cater to everybody, and all of them are true. That is why, like, you know, Mahaprabhu's teachings are the highest. It is like, you know, that's why it's called like, you know, Achintya, Beda, Abheda Tattva. It is simultaneously like one and different. So we understand, okay, the Lord, He has a form, but His forms are not like our own form. His form is Satchidananda Vikraha. So we can now understand. So now everything makes sense. Otherwise, like, you know, like, only part of the scriptures are going to be making sense. Other part might not make sense. So, and your first question about, like how we see the Lord, depending upon whatever advancement we make in our own spiritual life, our vision towards the Lord is going to be different. If, like, you know, like, I have this, like, you know, like, eyeglasses, for me to see properly, like, I need to put them. If I'm going to remove it, Acharya Nishtha Prabhu is kind of like a blurry image. So I'm like, okay, I think it is Acharya Nishtha Prabhu. So like that, you know, like we might see that there is something like that. Like, you know, like maybe it is Acharya Nishtha Prabhu. I might not know whether it is Acharya Nishtha Prabhu. So same thing with like, you know, like ourselves seeing the Lord. Depending upon how clear our vision is, how clear the glass is, we will be able to see the Lord either clearly, or if my glass is going to be so dirty, then I am going to be not able to see the Lord that properly. If I am going to be like you know cleaning my glass and then I put on the glass, then my vision is going to be clear. So how to clean that like dust? Cheto darpana marjanam. Like you know, by like chanting and associating with devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and so on and so forth, the dust in the mirror of our heart is going to be like cleaned, and then we can see the Lord with clear vision. Otherwise, it is going to be like you know, like looking at the Lord with a foggy vision. We might say that, oh, the Lord doesn't, He is a blurry figure. But He is not a blurry figure. What is blurry is my own vision, which is blurry. If I am going to be working towards making sure that that blurred vision is taken away, then I can see the real beauty of the Lord. So anyways, there are like lot more things which we can discuss. Hope that is okay, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Yes,
Prabhu.
Okay, anything else? Okay, thank you so much for tolerating me. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.